In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We are in Florida, and I have with me Maria Vadia. And Maria will be at the School of the Holy Spirit, and she just came back from doing a School of the Holy Spirit in Poland, and she's going to share with you now.
Good morning to all the listeners. We bless the name of Jesus. We proclaim this beautiful name all over the world. And it's a brand new day, and we rejoice because his mercies are made new every morning. I have just come back from Poland, and one of the things that we put on was a School of the Holy Spirit, and it was truly amazing, anointed. The Spirit of God was moving powerfully. Over 350 people attended the school, and most of them young people on fire for Jesus, which was so touching. It was just a really blessed time to be there in Poland and doing the school. And many got baptized in the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues. We taught them how to prophesy, how to hear the voice of God and prophesy over one another. As you know, that's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And Paul says that in John 14, I think verse 31, he says, you can all prophesy, and the prophetic word is so important. Because it encourages, it gives life, it exhorts, it comforts, it builds up. And they also learn how to lay hands on the sick. And they were so on fire and so joyful. There was one young artist, Polish artist there, and he wrote me an email after the school saying, wow, my life has been changed and transformed. I'm an artist, and I've been doing some games in Poland. He creates some sorts of games, but previously it had to do with dragons and with weird stuff. And when he left the school, he realized that that was over. He could not do any of those anymore. So he was partnering with a French artist, and he had commissioned the French artist, given him a lot of money to create some sculptures about dragons and weird things. He called the French artist and said, listen, I don't want any of that. I want you to make a sculpture of Jesus. And the French artist said, no, I will not do a sculpture of Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, it's a clash of two kingdoms. But we are on the winning side, and that's what we have to realize. This young artist, his life is changed. Now God is going to use his creative talents and all the gifts that he has been given to God, he's going to use them for Jesus and to extend the kingdom of God in Poland as it is in heaven. So this is a story of an artist whose life was changed. He was full of fire and set free. I remember another young man laying on the floor, resting in the Holy Spirit, and he saw how arrows and knives came out of his heart. In other words, God was healing his wounded heart, full of pain, full of shame, full of abuse. He was being healed right then and there. We had working with us Marco Cicoletti. He's an Italian evangelist. He came over to Poland, and he partnered with us to put on the school. It truly was a blessed time. Lives changed. One of the major things that we teach in the school is how to praise and worship God in a way that pleases God, which is the key to Christian living, doing things in the way that pleases him. And so we teach them that there's many expressions of praise, like shouting and twirling and dancing and jumping and clapping and singing and lifting up of hands and whatever. And so many Catholics have a hard time with that because they've never been exposed. So they look at this activity of praising and worship going on, and they say, what in the world is this? But I have to tell you, this is very old. This is old, ancient. This is thousands of years old. And what is beautiful is that the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, and the Holy Spirit is the agent of restoration, he's restoring back all this truth that were lost. And so there is a reviving, there is a restoration that is going on. And so as we praise God in this way, it's so powerful and so beautiful because the Word of God says in Psalm 22, verse 3, that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. And he's talking about the tehillas. These are the wild praises. Wild, like King David, twirling and dancing and jumping. So those are the kind of praises that the Lord inhabits. Why is this important to know? Because the atmosphere is changed. The atmosphere is changed through you and me as we release the high praises of God. Now, to praise and worship God, we need revelation of Jesus. We need to know what he has done for us. We need to know about the power of the blood of the Lamb, how we conquer through the blood of Jesus. Why? Because the blood of the Lamb is our victory. The blood of the Lamb, it forgives us. The blood of the Lamb justifies us. The blood of the Lamb cleanses us. The blood of the Lamb sanctifies us. The blood of the Lamb is our victory. And the devil was defeated once and for all. However, he's alive, but it's through us that he is bound and stopped, and we put him under our feet. And one of the ways to do that is through the high praises of God. So these are things that we teach in the School of the Holy Spirit. Also, the many different ways of worship and different expressions. So there is freedom. There is freedom in the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And Jesus came to set the captives free. What happens when the people of God, when they're together, they start praising and worshiping God like he likes? You know what happens? Not only the atmosphere is changed, the devil is bound, but the reality of the kingdom penetrates. The reality comes. There is healing. There is revelation. There is fullness of joy. The ministry of the angels. Transformation. Breakthroughs, miracles for our lives take place when we are praising and worshiping God like he desires.
St. Teresa of Avila, who really founded the Carmelite Order, reformed the Carmelite Order, she said that every convent must have a tambourine. And I'm sure every Carmelite convent has a tambourine. I don't think they use it, though. But she used to use it, and she used to lead the sisters and jumping up and down, banging on the tambourine. You know, she was a contemplative, but there's times when the Lord says, I want the high praises of God. I want the high praises of God. You see, things happen. Things happen when we devote time to the Lord Jesus. When we say, you know, from the 14th to the 20th, we're going to have a School of the Holy Spirit. Are the talks going to be different? Yes, the talks will be different. We're having a beautiful man called Danny Stein who's going to be coming. I'll be there. Maria will be there. Michelle will be there. Alan will be there. So I want to invite you people. You just need to write a call, Holy Rosary, 617-846-1210. You might not get anyone today, but on Monday, 617-846-1210, just to ask about the School of the Holy Spirit. It starts the 14th of July and it goes to the 20th of July. We have a whole week to bathe in the presence of God. One whole week. Tell us what happened in one of the cathedrals in Poland, Maria.
I was in the region of Gdansk. And on the eve of Pentecost, they had a huge celebration in a very old cathedral dating back to the 1400s. And I went inside that cathedral, and I'm thinking, wow, even before Christopher Columbus discovered America, this cathedral was there. So very, very ancient, very, very old, very high ceilings, huge, huge. There were at least At least, I'm being conservative in the figure, at least 2,000 people in that cathedral. And people were sitting on the aisles, so it was packed. And I was asked to go and speak and also do a healing service. And I was asked to tell the people about praise and worship, and we had the Blessed Sacrament exposed. And I did a little teaching on King David and how this King of Israel, how he danced before the Lord with all of his might, great warrior, great worshiper. And I said, how about you and me? We have King Jesus right in front of us. How about if we give him praise and worship like David did? Let me tell you what happened. People ran to the front. People started to jump up and down, singing praises of God. The aisles were packed. The sides of the church were packed. It was like amazing. I had a joy in my heart. I'm looking around and I'm seeing, wow, there has been a Holy Spirit invasion in this place. The joy that came, because there is fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. Psalm 16, verse 11. The joy that was released, looking at the faces of these Polish people, it just touched my heart so much, and I'm thinking, within this old, ancient structure, the Holy Spirit is making things new. And there were many healings. Many people set free from depression, which is very important because, especially in Poland, people are very, very depressed. It's a lifestyle. It's the history of the nation. Being oppressed, being abused by surrounding nations, and it's part of the demonic powers over that nation. But when the Spirit of God comes in through the presence of God's people, the people of God are set free. And brothers and sisters, this is kingdom reality. Praising and worshiping God, thanking the Lord is not just once a week. This is a lifestyle. This is a way of living as citizens of the kingdom of God. And this is one of the things that one of the points that we stress at the School of the Holy Spirit. This is a lifestyle. Why? Because it releases the presence of God. And there is another way for us to live, being filled, and not only with the Spirit of God inside, but the Spirit of God on us, carrying His glorious presence, carrying His glory everywhere that we go. So this was amazing how in this old ancient structure, the Spirit of God just came and people just started to praise God with wild abandon. It was absolutely glorious. But as I said, this is a lifestyle, and praising and worshiping the Lord is not about personality type, because people come to me and say, well, Maria, it's not my personality. Listeners, listen, it's not about personality. It's about doing what God tells us to do, and then we see the glory, we see the blessing, we see the expansion of the kingdom, we see our lives change, we experience the rivers of living water flowing in us and through us, and it's just that kingdom lifestyle is totally different from what we learned in the world. And so come to the school, and you're going to see how the spirit of fear is going to be broken, the timidity, the spectator mentality, the passivity that is so rampant in the Catholic Church with us Catholics. We just sit there on the pew and we go back home and nothing ever changes. That is not Christianity. Being a Catholic Christian is to walk in the fullness of the purpose that God has for your life, for your life.
For your life and for my life. This is God's will. Just the other day, I read 2 Samuel 6, and we saw David jumping and praising God, and his wife, Michal, she scorned him. She scorned him. As a result of scorning him, she was barren. She was barren. I'm telling you that when God's presence comes, things happen. Things happen when God's presence comes. And this is for young and old. This isn't just for, you know, charismatics. It's for people who have never been in the charismatic renewal. This is for people who want a new way of living. Just listen to me. When we pray the Our Father, listen to the words, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Listen now. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Have we seen that? Jesus taught us to pray. That's the disciples' prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Have we seen that? I'll tell you, we've seen drops of that at Holy Rosary. Drops of that. Yes, we had miracles. We have a lady that saw Jesus last week. We have people that are healed. But we want the kingdom to come and the will of God to be done at Holy Rosary as it is in heaven, in me as it is in heaven. This is what we pray. And, you know, we pray it this way. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we don't even know what we're saying. We are praying that the kingdom of God would just burst forth into the worship services. And you know what? We have no idea of what that means. And unless we have experience of it, we have no idea. And it's for everybody. It's for you. It's for me. It's for Maria. It's for everybody.
Amen. And one of the things that we need to understand is that we need to take the Holy Spirit out of the box. And the Holy Spirit is very creative. The Holy Spirit is always up to something. And we want to partner with the Holy Spirit to bring people to Jesus and to expand the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Because God wants nations. God wants nations. And we have to expand our thinking and understand that God wants the nations that we're living in, and how will a nation come to Jesus if not through us? How will a nation come to Jesus? How will America come to Jesus? How will Poland come to Jesus? It's through people like you and me who dare to believe God and who dare tell people about Jesus, who dare pray with them, lay hands on the sick, and carry on with the works of Jesus. This is how the kingdom is expanded. It's through little people like you and me. But we serve a big God. We have a big God, and God wants nations. So it's up to you, it's up to me to wake up and understand, wow, I am part of the body of Christ. I can make a difference. I can partner with the Holy Spirit and start seeing the kingdom released in America, in Poland, as it is in heaven. One of the things that we did in Poland, and we did it last year in the School of the Holy Spirit in Boston, and we're going to do it again, is the release of the new song. How the Holy Spirit gives us a new song, which is basically like a prophetic word, but in song. And it has a melody, and it has a song. And when that song is sung, it releases the power of God, and it releases the kingdom of God into your atmosphere. And this is very powerful, and so many times in the Psalms it says, sing to the Lord a new song. Psalm 98, oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him. So there is a new song that God puts inside of us, and as we release that song and we sing it, it changes the atmosphere. And it releases what the song is saying, whether it be healing or breakthroughs that you need or financial blessings or whatever it is. Now, do you need to be a musician to receive the new song? No, I'm not a musician. I don't play an instrument, but I'm a worshiper. And God gives me new songs. So we had a session, and so many people received a new song. And some of the songs were filled with joy. And people started to laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and a rejoicing. It was a Holy Spirit visitation of joy, like on the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came, Acts chapter 2. People were so filled with joy, the 120 disciples. The Virgin Mary was there. All got filled with joy. They looked like drunkards. That is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to revive the people of joy, of God, to restore, to refresh. So we're going to have a session on releasing the new song. And the new song is for your everyday life. Whatever you're going through, the Lord gives you a new song. You sing it like a child, and you're going to see things change in your business, in your home, in the church, in your prayer group. So this is very beautiful, the new song. But we got to be like children.
Ask of me, and I will give you the nations. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations. My people, ask of me, and I will give you the nations. St. Louis for the Lord, Italy for the Lord. Ask of me, and I will give you the nation. Well, that's a new song. When the Bible says sing a new song to the Lord, it's not an old one, but a new one. I've never sang that song to the Lord before. I know the scripture passage from Psalm 2, ask of me and I will give you the nations. I wonder how many of us ask for the nations. I wonder how many of us are missionary-minded, that the church is a little bigger than Boston, you know. It goes from sea to sea and from the rivers to the ends of the earth. Ask of me and I will give you the nations. I want the nations. I want the nations. I want the nations. I've got people listening to me on the internet all around the world, in England, in Poland, all around the world, people listening to me on inseason.net, www.inseason.net. I want to invite you to the School of the Holy Spirit. It will start on the 14th of July, but you need to let us know that you're coming. You need to let us know that you're coming. And today there's no secretary in the rectory. So you call the rectory on Monday, 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. 617-846-1210. And I'm very appreciative for all the donations that you've sent. Imagine, to be on WROL and WEZE costs us almost $100,000 a year. And I am so grateful for people who help us, who send in their love offerings. Maria is going to continue and conclude.
Psalm 86, verse 9, all nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and they shall glorify your name. This is God's desire for America, for Poland, for Italy, to worship, to come before him, to bow down before him. How will this happen, brothers and sisters? It's through you and through me. It's through the Spirit of God as we partner with the Spirit to carry on with the works of Jesus. Now is the time. Now is the time to arise. Now is the time to move in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 4:20, Paul says, the kingdom of God is not in words but in power. And the Holy Spirit gives us every gift, every anointing that we need for the work at hand. It's God's desire that his people invade every area of society. I see a businessman that is listening to this radio show. God is going to expand your business. Why? God is going to start giving you revelation. God is going to start giving you downloads from heaven. Your business is going to expand. But also, as you prosper and as you expand, people are going to notice and they're going to come to you because they see the blessing of God on you. And this will be your opportunity to tell people about Jesus and to tell people about the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. I see the Lord pouring wisdom over you. You are a businessman and you're listening to this radio program. Get ready for what God is going to be doing in your life, in your business. Praise you, Jesus. So, yes, that is a truth that we need to realize. God wants things to go well with us. He's a papa. He's a papa. I'm a mother. I want my children to do well. So we have this papa that wants us to do well. And many people have the orphan spirit. They don't think they have a father. They think they're fatherless. They are bound by self-pity. But one of the things we're going to make sure in the school is that you realize that you have a papa so that you can live as a child of God, as a son and daughter, without having to be worried and anxious and stressed out about your life. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of restoration. And Adam in the garden did not have to stress or be anxious about anything. He was in charge of the garden, but he was not worried. He was not stressed out. That came in through the fall of man. But now, through the Holy Spirit restoration, there is a rest that we need to enter in. And so we are not worried. We're not stressed out. We trust God. So it's another lifestyle. I could go on and on, but I think we're getting ready to stop the show. Here's Father.
The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to thy word. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. Imagine, God became a human being in the womb of the Virgin Mary. I want to remind you that Planned Parenthood does 333,000 abortions a year. 333,000 abortions a year. We need people praying outside Planned Parenthood. So I say, come to our School of the Holy Spirit, 617-846-1210, and God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.